Blog Talk Radio.
KK, you are a savior. We yell in black and gold of the Super Bowl. Black and gold of the Super Bowl. Black and gold of the Super Bowl. We yell in cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, say they gon' beat them same. We yell in cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, say they gon' beat them same. Okay, we going to Miami, already tamed the Wildcat. Second line into that Super Bowl and bring that crown back. Brown bag days over, take that to the bank. To ya, marching down with Marcus, and they all define them open 6-4 off the line. Touchdown, coast. We yelling, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass. Say they gon' beat them same. We yelling, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass, cool ass. Say they gon' beat them same.
Brent leaves his wig split. Cedric laying big hits. Jabari from the corner, Sharper get that pick six. Believe it, undefeated, walk the walk. Beat Bills, Jets, and Giants.
We run through York.
Panthers get crushed, Bucks get fucked. Monday night, Falcons getting A-Town stomped. Are you ready for some football?
We're going down, baby.
We got something for you, Belichick and Brady.
We have it.
Black and gold.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you, Super Bowl Sunday here. I am your host, DJ CVP, broadcasting live from the KSLP Internet Radio studios here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. Can't you feel the excitement? I tell you, I can feel it. This is great. Those of you out there listening, if you want to call in and say who you're rooting for, you may do so at 347-850-1572. We're on the air for another 56 minutes. We're going to try to get my co-host on the air, and we'll see if we can get him on the air real quick. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and it's an honor to come to you today on Super Bowl Sunday. This is my first year doing the Super Bowl and hosting a show. So, just a second here. So, all right. Let's see if we can get a hold of my co-host here. Well, I guess not. Okay, well, anyway, if you want to call in and say hello, you may do so at 347-850-1572. And, again, this is the Super Bowl show, and we're talking all about sports. Now, according to, let me give you some of the headlines from ESPN. According to ESPN, we, some of the highlights for this game. According to ESPN, it's saying that from sources that Dwight Freeney, that's the Indianapolis player, is expected to start the Super Bowl. Now, unfortunately, when the game is over, win or lose, the Saints face an all-season glut of expiring contracts. By the way, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Warren Sapp has been released from jail on a $1,500 bond following arrested on charges he choked a woman in his hotel room. So, yeah, if anybody out there wants to call in, and you may do so at 347-850-1572. Phone lines are open, and we are talking about sports. In the meantime, let's get some other headlines. Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith had a 7-man class to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The forecast for the Super Bowl this year will be dry, and cool air will be in play in South Florida. Cool air by South Florida standards, considering most of the year it's usually warm and muggy. So it'll be a good game for football. So, like I said, if anybody wants to call in, you may do so at 347-850-1572. Looking forward to that first caller. For some reason, my co-host is not available for some reason. And he's pulling for the Colts. His wife's pulling for the Colts. But I am pulling for the Saints. I feel that the way they destroyed Brett Favre 2 weeks ago, I think it's not even going to be close. I think it's going to be very interesting, to say the least, on the game. But yeah, so I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a game where one or two players are going to step up, whether it be for the Saints or the Colts. One or two players will step up and will shine in this game. This will definitely help the status of one or two of the players in this game. So, also, let's see, we're going to run through scores from a couple of the other leagues real quick. In the, in the NBA, just real quick, In the NBA, we have the Raptors over the Kings, 115-104. The Magic beat the Celtics, 96-89. Those are the only two games today. Okay. That's interesting. Anyway, we got 49 minutes left of the show. If you'd like to call in, we'd like to hear from some real fans. And let's try to get our co-host on the air again. Just a second here. Yeah, for some reason my computer's not working correctly, but we're working through the issues here. We're going to try to see. Try to get him on the phone again.
Please leave your name and number, and a brief message, and I'll get back with you. God bless you. Bye.
All right. Well, he seems not to be answering his phone. Well, all right. That's okay. We'll proceed on here. And let's see here. Going back to set the NHL. And I think they've got a break coming up, by the way, for the Winter Olympics. But in hockey action today, also just two games. In the third period, the Boston Bruins are beating the Montreal Canadiens 2-0. And final in overtime, the Capitals beat the Penguins, the defending Stanley Cup champions. They beat them 5-4. So, all right. But if you want to call in and say hello, and say who you're rooting for in the Super Bowl, it's 347-850-1572. I look forward to that first call. Somebody calling in and just saying hello, and who you're rooting for, and why do you feel your team is going to win. So, yeah. But, so yeah, we're talking for the next 40 or so minutes, 45 minutes. And in the meantime, we're going to play a song. Because I thought I was going to have a co-host, and obviously something has happened, and I don't have one. So I do appreciate you listening today, because this is Super Bowl Sunday. But definitely need a co-host for this, for a show like this. But anyway, meantime, we're going to play a good upbeat song here. Ooh, let's see here. Oh, It looks like my caller, my co-host, has finally called in.
Yeah, I had to. I was talking to Amy.
Okay.
And she said that we're gonna lose. So.
What? Who's gonna lose?
We are. Cause me, you going for New Orleans, and she's going for Indianapolis.
Oh, you're not going with her?
No.
Okay. All right. Well. All right, so my co-host has finally joined me on the air, and we got 44 minutes of the show. And so why does she say that we're going to lose?
You know she's going to go against us. She don't. It's, you know how much she knows about football. She goes on the colors, so she thinks
she goes
that
on the colors.
Yeah.
Okay, so blue trumps golden. Silver?
Yeah.
Gold and black? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nobody else has called in yet. And, of course, I've been advertising the show, but hopefully somebody out there will call in because we'd like to hear from you. And 347-850-1572. And,
so what do you think about the inductees into the Football Hall of Fame?
You know, besides Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith, I don't really know much about the other. I've only heard their names mentioned very briefly. But, you know, more players definitely deserve to go in than who went in. But they definitely deserve to go in on their first ballot. Definitely.
Well, you know, the other ones went in. They went on the old timers committee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know the ones that's been out for a while.
Right.
They got selected on that committee. That committee selected them in.
Uh huh. The veterans committee.
Convention committee voted them in.
Yeah.
Because they've been out for a while.
Uh huh.
Because those are old veterans. As a New Orleans Saints person, first New Orleans Saints. Football player is in the Hall of Fame.
Who's that?
He's a defensive man.
Okay.
Forgot his name, but he's the first New Orleans Saints that's in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Excuse me for a minute.
Why? Maybe I'm behind. How come Barry Sanders ain't in there yet?
Has he been out 5 years?
Remember, he retired before Emmitt did.
You know,
remember, he quit.
I don't know.
Remember, he walked away. That's why Emmitt took the title, remember?
Right.
So, yeah, he was out before Emmitt was.
I thought he's already in there. He's not?
When?
You know, I don't know. I'm looking now. I'm trying to see if I can find something on that.
Because if Emmitt's in, he should be in because he quit. He quit before Emmitt even quit.
Right.
He quit a year before he quit.
Well, I'm checking to see if I can find something on it.
If he's not someone with that picture.
What's that?
If he's not in there already.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that picture.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, absolutely.
Because I don't think Emmitt Smith should be going in before him because they're only like 1 year apart.
Well.
And he did have Hall of Fame numbers.
Oh, definitely. You know, even though he played on a bad team.
Ain't got nothing to do with it.
No. Well, it kind of does because, you know, for example, you know, for years, Fred Taylor,
yeah.
never made it to the Pro Bowl. He deserved to go for years.
I thought he made it to the Pro Bowl.
He finally did his last year in Jacksonville.
Did he get recruited from Wisconsin?
No.
Fred
Taylor is from Florida.
Oh, he was out of Florida?
Yeah, he was on the 96 national championship team.
Oh, okay.
And he was on that team, and so he got recruited out of Florida and got drafted from Florida to the Jets. But for years, he was underappreciated and under because since Jacksonville's such a small market team that he was overlooked a lot of times. Now that he's in New England, hopefully he'll be there again next year. You know, I was kind of rooting for him to go to the Super Bowl. However, there are three former Jags on the Saints. I know two of them by name, and that's former defensive player Bobby McCray, and then you also have former quarterback Mark Brunell.
Yeah, I know those two from your old team.
Yeah, who Brunell, I've seen him play, and, when I worked the stadium when I was in high school, I saw him play. And, it's just, he's definitely deserving to go to the Super Bowl, so he's probably soaking all this in. And luckily for him, the focus is not on him, it's on Drew Brees. But, he's a veteran quarterback, and he's probably got just, maybe a couple years left, because after he left Jacksonville, he kind of, washed around. He went to Washington for a year, and now he's in New Orleans. And so I think it's good that he's there, and I hope they win, because that's one of those people that he's an all-around good guy. Now, there's some focus in Jacksonville right now about him defaulting on a loan, him and a couple other players, former Jags. But, that's just whatever. But as far as football goes, he's one of those good guys that, he got injured, and he didn't complain, and he worked for years, and he was the franchise for years. He was the, not by himself, but he was the Jaguar franchise for years.
If you ever found out, if anybody out there knows that Barry Sanders is in the Hall of Fame or why he's not in the Hall of Fame, give Steve a call and we'll find out why. Because he was on the Sorry Lions team, he had the numbers. I mean, don't punish him because he was on the sorry team, okay?
No, they won't do that. I mean, it's just... But,
like, he said, 52 people play. And he just one of those 52 people. He just happened to be on the sorry team. He did go to playoff once with us when we played Philly. And that's the only playoff we ever been to. Because he was still there. So.
Well, I'm looking it up. I'm still trying to look it up here. Let's see if I can find it.
I mean, it's surprising because I haven't heard. Last year he didn't go in, and I was like, "Wait a minute, is he already? Did I miss it? Is he already in or what?"
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm. It'll probably. I'm trying to see here if I can see what the class is for next year. It's going to be interesting. By the way, Dwight Freeney is active for the game.
Well, he ain't going to be no good.
Well, he's still active. He may not be good, and that may help. That may help Reggie Bush.
Step on his foot. He'll be out. Step on his pro foot once or twice. He'll hop off to the sideline and be like, why'd I play?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be all right. All they're showing, they haven't shown none of Drew Brees Hall. They're showing all Peyton Manning.
Well, I don't have it on at the moment. I'm trying to see if I can. Let's see. Also, joined by, with Emmett, and Jerry were John Randall, Russ Grimm, Ricky Jackson, Floyd Little, and Dick LeBeau.
You don't remember Floyd Little?
No, but Little and Dick LeBeau were elected as senior committee nominees.
Yep.
The rest got in regular. I'm trying to see if there's some sort of thing that shows who next year's is going to be, who's up for it for next year, but I can't seem to find that. But if Barry Sanders is not in, probably next year, you know, which I'm surprised, like you are, that he's not in yet, you know?
Yeah.
But if anybody's out there, please give us your picks for the Super Bowl. Any Saints fans, any Colts fans, at 347-850-1572. We do have about 33 minutes left of this show, and I think those that are listening. And this show and all my shows may be are available for download to your Windows Media Player or to your iTunes. Just go to blogtalkradio.com, or you may send me an email and I will send you the link. You may send an email to kslpinternetradio@yahoo.com. That is kslpinternetradio@yahoo.com. So I think it's going to be an exciting game. I think it's going to be a good game. I mean, there's a lot of people pulling for the Saints, even though, according to ESPN, about 58% of those polled, and nobody, you know, per state, nobody outside of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama are pulling for the, you know, statewide, are pulling for the Saints. Everyone else is pulling, according, you know, state-by-state polling is pulling for the Colts. But, except for those up in the Northeast. For some reason, those in the Northeast, you know, around New England, for some reason, are pulling for the Saints also.
How about up there where you live?
According to the ESPN thing, graphic I saw, it showed that in Idaho here, a majority of the people are pulling for the Colts. But, you know, I'm from the Atlanta area. I was born and raised in Atlanta. I'm always going to be an NFC South guy first and foremost. And so I'm going to root for somebody in that division first and foremost, even though this is a AFC South, NFC South battle that is going on today. But between the Colts and the Saints, and with everything that the Saints went through years ago, a few years ago, and for years, you know, the Aints and the Bads Over the Heads, which
remember those?
Which, you know, I'm from Atlanta. They kind of did that in Atlanta too, with not only the Falcons but the Braves, the Hawks. They've done that. So in Atlanta, all those losing years in the late 80s before they went on that, the Braves went on that championship run. But it's quite interesting. I'm going to take a break and play a song. I'm trying to find a good song to play, but I got something to choose from. It's hard to
find.
It's hard to scroll through all these. But just a second, I'll see if I can find one. Found a good song here.
Achy Breaky.
You know, I don't have that one on there. I'll have to get that one on there. But I do have, let's see. I'm trying to find a good sports song. And
well, you know, it's going to be, everybody's going to be tuning in today, and it's going to be, well, New Orleans said whether the Saints win or lose, they have a parade for them Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, they they've actually, they were supposed to, WWE Wrestling was supposed to be in New Orleans on Tuesday, but because of the parade that they were going to have for them, win or lose, they moved their Tuesday night SmackDown show to Baton Rouge.
Oh, did
they? Yeah, and then they rescheduled SmackDown for New Orleans for the 28th of May.
Well, see, they didn't want to interrupt that.
No, and that's one of those things where it's like, you know, they understand that and they work with them, and so that's cool. All right, well, this. It's not a sports song, but this is Lady Marmalade from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. I played this last night on my 4-hour movie and TV music show. This is Christina Aguilera, Little Kim, Baya, and Pink with Lady Marmalade here on KSLP Internet Radio. We will be back in just a few minutes. Again, if you feel like calling in, you may do so at 347-850-1572.
Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, go, sister, flow, sister.
Oh.
SLP Internet Radio. Good afternoon to you, 3:35 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live from the KSLP Internet Radio studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. We have on the phone my co-host, Daryl Wynn, and that was Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink with Lady Marmalade from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. And I'm going to go ahead and call for my pizza. So just one second.
Yeah. All right.
But I got you on the phone. So just one second. Let me.
Call for your pizza.
I'm actually doing this live, folks. I'm going to because it's the only way I can really do this. So to make sure that I get it in time for the game. So
yeah, people, you heard him lie. He's ordering a pizza.
Yes, I am ordering a pizza. Hopefully they'll answer, which they should. But
Smoky Mountain Pizzeria, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to place an order for a pizza delivery.
Oh, sure. Could you hold 1 second, please?
Sure.
Ooh, they put you on hold.
They put me on hold.
Hi.
This is live radio. I tell you, this is fun. You know?
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, silly. Whenever you get a chance to...
What?
Whenever you get a chance to call Patricia or write Patricia again, tell her she didn't let us down twice so far.
Yeah, you know, I've, you know, you've seen the things I posted to her wall. So
I think she's just forgetful.
Nah, not Patricia. Nah.
Well, you know she's carrying another little hello, so.
Well, you know, I don't know. We
Did her and her boyfriend get back together?
No. No.
Oh yeah, I ain't heard nothing about y'all. Wait a minute. How about your friend? I ain't heard you say nothing about your friend.
She is actually doing her own show now. I told her how she can do her own show using the switchboard and everything. So she's been doing a couple of shows. She called in to mine last night after her show was over. So yeah. And I'm still on hold. They must be very busy. Of course, this is Super Bowl Sunday, and
you know that
the pizza place here actually does not open until 5:30. But I'm not going to use them because of the bad service I had on Christmas. You know about that. So,
yep.
But if anybody wants to call in and say hello, you may do so at 347-850-1572. And we do have 20 minutes left of the show, but for some reason I'm still on hold, and that's okay. But this is live radio, folks, and I do crazy stuff like this. So
yeah, you do.
Yeah, thank you. So because I don't think I'm making radio history here.
Hi, sorry for the wait.
That's okay. I
would like
to place.
Delivery?
Yes, please.
And what's your phone number?
It's 622-2909.
622-2909?
Yeah, extension 1864.
I'm sorry, I must have missed a number in there. It's 208.
622-2909.
2909. Okay.
Yeah.
And is this
the Sun Valley Dorms.
Ador? Is this Ador, though?
No, this is the Sun Valley Dorms.
Okay. Is that 64 Moritz?
Moritz, yes it is.
Moritz?
Yeah.
Okay, let me change the name on that then.
The name is Steve.
Steve. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And what can I get for you?
Yeah, I will have a medium pepperoni,
okay,
light on the 14 salt.
14-inch medium or 12?
14-inch.
Okay, and you said pepperoni?
Yes, light on the sauce, please.
Sure.
Yeah, you get heartburn.
Okay, anything else I can get for you?
Yeah, an order of your cheesy bread.
Sure. Do you want some marinara sauce with that?
No.
Okay.
And that's the four piece.
Yep.
Okay.
Anything else?
That'll
yeah, would you like to give your Super Bowl pick on the air?
You'll take what?
Would you like to give your Super Bowl pick on the air?
I'm calling from Sun Valley, but I'm doing an internet radio show live, and
okay.
And you're actually on the air because this is the only way I could order a pizza. So while I'm doing my show, so would you like to give your Super Bowl pick?
Super Bowl pick? I don't care because I am a Vikings fan and I am heartbroken.
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
So what's my total?
Your total is 2264.
2264. Why is that? Because usually it's 2007.
Okay, it's a 225 delivery, and the pepperoni pizza is 1465, and there's a large garlic cheese bread with at 425. It comes to 2264.
Okay.
Do you normally get a small garlic cheese bread?
No, I usually get the large.
I don't know why.
Maybe I get the 12-inch pizza, but that's okay. 22 is fine. 2264. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And how long before delivery?
It's about 45 minutes. And are you going to
okay.
pay with cash when it comes?
Cash, yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ooh, I destroyed Viking fan.
Dear, what's wrong with you?
Hey!
Usually it is 2007, but you witness history, folks. Actually calling on air for a pizza. And see, this is why I did that, because, see, in 45 minutes, it will be 6:30. That's about the time that the game starts.
And she sounded upset when we asked her that.
Yeah.
She really did. Because she said, I don't care.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't care. I'm a Viking fan. I'm like, okay. All right.
Well,
at least she's a true Viking fan.
Yeah, that is a true Viking fan. But
give her that credit. She's a true Viking fan.
Yeah, so she was probably like, what the hell? You know, so I had to explain myself since you had to say that I get heartburn very easily. Thank you for that, by the way. You know how I had my pizzas at in Yellowstone. It was
that's why I said it.
Yeah, I know, because I always get the light sauce, and that's the reason why. But okay, so we got 15 minutes left of the show, and anybody wants to call in, you may do so at 347-850-1572. And
we did get a prediction, but. It wasn't a good prediction because she didn't care.
She didn't care, no. So I guess she falls in the category of rooting for the refs, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Come on, refs, cheat a little bit now.
Yeah, uh-huh. Blow that call, you know?
Yeah.
Or like that commercial with the... where all the people are in the restaurant and they have... contact with the officials. They're like, yeah, keep the game going longer. So he trips the guy, he blows the call.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, that sort of thing. But she was kind of freaked by the fact that we're on air doing a live radio show and calling for a pizza. You know, it's like so.
But, you know what? But you know what? I know you. So y'all have desserts at least. Y'all have a divisible fans up there, so Boise fans are probably for Indianapolis. You got some Boise fans probably for the Saints.
Yeah. And I'm a non-Boise fan because I can't stand them, and that's okay. But let me check.
But that's the team up there.
That's not the only team up here. That's the big team up here, but that's not the only team up here.
That's the only team that get any coverage.
Well, the Idaho Vandals get a little bit of coverage also, but
and what division they at, two?
No, they're in the same WAC conference as Boise State. They're in the WAC. Boise State and Idaho in the same. They're in the same conference. They're the ones that represented Boise. They represented the WAC conference in the Humanitarian Bowl that was played here or that was played in Boise. So, yeah.
As you know, if I didn't tell you, I might have told you. Charlotte 49ers are half a game ahead of everybody in their division.
Yeah, you mentioned that, but go ahead and mention that on the air.
Yeah,
so,
we're 8-1 in our division because Temple lost and Richmond lost. So
now y'all have a conference tournament what is that, the first week of March?
Yeah, and it's in the state with a gamble. It's up in New York, New Jersey.
New Jersey?
You have to have that. That's where they have every year.
That's where they have the tournament every year.
Yep, up in New Jersey.
You go every year, don't you?
Yep. We're not allowed to gamble.
Right, but they have it where, in Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's an automatic bid to the winner gets an automatic bid to the big dance, right?
Yeah, but they saying maybe 5 or 6 going in there this year. They predicting 6.
Uh-huh.
So they're saying Temple, they usually go.
Yeah.
Dayton, they usually go.
Right.
Xavier, they usually go.
Uh-huh.
New team, Charlotte, and Rhode Island. So.
And,
you know why?
Why?
You know how the Pac-10?
Yeah.
You know how they usually have two automatic bids, okay?
Yeah.
This year they might have one, and that's Cal. They are top of the division. From first place to last place, they only 3 games separate those teams. USC can't go. They're eliminated. They can't go to a postseason.
Because of problems they've had, right?
Yeah, the basketball team, they can't go.
Yeah.
So they said that it might hurt them because it'll be a shame. They usually get 2 automatic bids. They might only get 1.
Uh-huh.
And right now it's looking like Cal.
Well.
And Cal ain't the goodest.
If anybody out there wants to give their Super Bowl prediction, I know there's a couple people listening live to me through Blog Talk Radio. So please call in. You got 10 minutes. Call in and give us your prediction for the Super Bowl. 347-850-1572.
We're not going to disagree with you. We're just going to say that's your pick.
Yeah. Everybody's entitled to their pick. You know, half of the people are going to be right. Half of the people are going to be wrong. You know, half of the people are going to end up with egg on their face, you know.
But you know what?
But,
I think it's, you know what I think, and I give New Orleans all the credit. It don't matter if they win the Super Bowl or not, they still get them parade. And I think right there is a hand up for New Orleans. I think that's the greatest thing they can do because they've never been there before. Okay, I know they like for them to win, and me and Steve like for them to win. But if they don't win, at least the city has said, we proud you made it for the first time ever, and this is our way of saying thank you.
Well, you know, the way the city has rallied around the team, and then, you know, in contrast, the way the team has rallied around the city, you know, back after Katrina, there was talks of them moving to San Antonio or moving, you know, someplace else and playing their games someplace else. And it's like, you know, the city was just so decimated after that huge storm that came through there that, you know, this was good. This was the good teamwork, you know, between both. So, let's see. Try to play one more song. I'm trying to find a song, but like I said, I got so many to choose from.
I will be tuning off from you because I'm going to call Amy before her show starts. And everybody, enjoy your Super Bowl day. Steve, and have your happy Super Bowl. Enjoy your pizza.
Yeah.
And we will be talking. We will be talking next week. And on that note, have a good evening. And go Saints.
All right. Okay, that was my buddy Daryl, and we got just a few minutes left of the show, and this song is hopefully one of these teams feels lucky. This is Mary Chapin Carpenter from 1995. This is I Feel Lucky here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes for some final thoughts.
Against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky.
Saying, girl, you better get back home. But
I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah.
No tropical depression's gonna steal my son away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky.
KSLP Internet Radio. Good afternoon to you, 3:55 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. Thank you so much for listening. I am your host, DJ CVP. We was joined by my co-host, Tara Wynn, calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. And then we also had on the phone, for those of you that was wondering, I called and ordered a pizza for the game, and the only way I could do it to guarantee that it might be here by the time of kickoff, which is at 6:25. So they're expecting about a 45-minute delay, so hopefully it will be here by 6:30 or so, and or 4:30, sorry, because I'm 2 hours behind. But I'm looking forward to this game just due to the fact that the Colts won it a few years ago. And I just feel that, you know, as the song we just played, I Feel Lucky by Mary Chapin Carpenter says, that the stars have lined up. And I just feel that it's New Orleans time. And I hope that... I hope that they win. I really do. I'm predicting them to win. I see the score. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be an exciting game. It's not going to be a blowout, I hope. I think that if New Orleans stays in it by the fourth quarter, that they very much could win it. But... I think it's going to be a close game. I think the score will end up being something like 34-31 or 31-27, somewhere in that area. But I think in the end, Sean Payton, Reggie Bush, Drew Brees will be holding the Vince Lombardi trophy at the very end of the night. So... we will be back at 2 a.m. East Coast time, midnight Mountain time, for a three-hour music show and just a mix of songs from the 50s through today. And that will be at midnight tonight. And so until then, thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Enjoy the Super Bowl commercials. And next week, we will be discussing some of the commercials from the Super Bowl. So we might actually do that at midnight tonight also. Anyway, until then, thank you. Until then, take care of yourself and each other. Enjoy the game and have yourself a good night. From Sun Valley, Idaho, I am your host, DJ CVP, signing off. Thank you.